Okay, yesterday, I already posted the day before yesterday's dreams yesterday, and so I'll post in today's dreams. And yesterday's dreams, I had some okay dreams. One, I was just making like crazy dollars while working my job, which is cool because I work on tips, but it sucks when you wake up and you realize that you didn't make that money. And then the next dream, I was checking out a virtual reality video game, fighting some monsters and stuff, but the skins weren't on it yet, so everything kind of looked like AutoCAD. And that was really, like, all the monsters were actually ridiculously amazing, but, yeah, it was just, I don't know, nothing, like, really, no lucids or anything like that, or anything psychologically damaging like last night. So, last night, I co-created a city for serial killers to invite people that are not serial killers to live so that they can kill them. Because I really wanted this cannon to be built, and one of the serial killers was helping me if I helped him. So I was helping him with the whole thing, and killing people too. Like, I did a lot of killing last night, and it is weird because a lot of it happened before I got very aware. Like, it's just like, oh, and then I started getting more and more aware, and honestly, I would just say that a lot of your consciousness is gone, so a lot of your conscience is gone as well. In dreams, so you don't know what's bad to do or what's good to do. So you just kind of do whatever. It's like, that's okay. They're inviting people here to kill them. Not a big deal. And they started killing each other a little bit, and I watched as it happened. They would make the guy drive while they plotted to kill him, drive around the place with them in the back seat of the car, and then they would kill him. And so I was driving around. The dude first showed me his cannon, and it looked like the cannon. It looked like he was trying to get it to be the cannon from Bleach. If you guys watch Bleach, if you watch like the first like 30 episodes of Bleach, I'm pretty sure you see that cannon. Or like the last 30 episodes of Bleach, I'm pretty sure. Oh no, it wouldn't be on the anime. It'd be the manga. But anyways, so he's building this cannon. I have no idea why I wanted the cannon so bad, but I really wanted it, and I was very upset with how long it was taking him, so I was telling him how upset I was. And it wasn't like just me, it was like me and my wife were both like helping with this whole serial killer place. And there was a list of people that lived there that were serial killers, and then like you're not supposed to harm those people. So I got in this car and I'm driving around, and I look and there's like a bunch of people. The entire place is kind of fenced in, and there's about 20 houses inside. And around the fence, there's like, it's kind of like its own neighborhood outside it as well, but it's kind of near a forest as well on one side. So the pool for the place is outside of the fence, and so I'm standing, driving near the pool, and there's a bunch of women there, and, or not women, not like, I don't want you to think women, there's a bunch of girls there, women, whatever. Girls sounds even worse though. One of them makes it sound like I'm talking about like 50-year-old women, and the other one makes it sound like I'm talking about 12-year-old girls. There were women of my age group, how's that, around, and they were really excited about the what we were doing there with the serial killing project. And so they were all really excited to see one of the serial killers in person, and they were like, you know, flashing and weird stuff like that. So it was a very strange dream. But then I'm driving, or no, I'm not driving at first, somebody else is driving anyway, so then they're like, hey, why don't you drive? And I'm like, you know what, I think this is a dream. And so I get up and I start driving, and I pretend like I don't know what's going on. And, while I'm driving, I just realize that, like, I don't need to just sit there and wait for them to kill me, like, I could just go and have fun. And so I pulled around over to the pool where the women were at, and then proceeded into caveman mode and continued over there. But I did lose stability for a little bit at the very beginning, like as soon as I got out of the car. It was really bright, so I got out of the brightness, walked into the shade, stabilized a little bit, and then walked back into the light without worries. A lot of times, if there's something really just messing you up, like light or something like that, just go away from it for a second and stabilize, and then come back in and you'll be fine. As I said, obviously my conscience was not very much there in my dream. I didn't think there was a problem, you know, sleeping with people or killing people. So, good times, kind of. It was really weird, actually. Very strange dream. It's weird when you wake up from being a serial killer and realize that not only are you not a serial killer, but you also think serial killing is very evil. Not a big fan. I've actually told people that if someone gets angry at me and kills me, like, don't worry about it. Like, unless it's like a recurring thing, then let the dude go. But if it's a serial killer, then press charges every time. Just because I'd like to think I'm a forgiving person. So with someone like getting angry at me and we get in a fight and he accidentally kills me, it's like, come on. No big deal. If he hadn't killed me, then I'm sure we would have been cool after that, because that's how guys work. But either way, yeah, it's very strange waking up from it being a serial killer all night. And yeah, I didn't go into details about any of the serial killing. I don't want you guys to have any nightmares or anything like that. I did talk to somebody at my work yesterday, and he's a lucid dreamer. It looks like he's looked up stuff online before, but he has zero control, basically. He said he's had probably, like, he said 600, so a lot of lucid dreams, but he has no control, and so it always turns into really, really bad nightmare as soon as he gets lucid, starts freaking out a little bit. So I'm hoping he signs up for Dreamview soon. And yeah, either way, it should be fun to try and help him out, especially if he's having bad nightmares. Lucid dreaming should be there to get away from nightmares, not to have nightmares. I mean, I like nightmares, but I'm crazy. So yeah, I'm hoping to see him here soon. I don't know what his tag is going to be or anything like that, so, or his username or whatever you guys call it here. So I don't really know who to say to look out for, but I'll let you guys know when he's here so y'all can give him a great welcome. And yeah, and since I'm, you know, freaking the boss master at control, I'm pretty sure I can teach him how to control some dreams. It's much easier than teaching stabilization. But either way, yeah, that's all I have for today. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast yesterday with Dez. I don't know what to call him. I've met him on a few other things and he's always named differently, so it's a little weird. Yeah, probably gonna be doing some more with him. It's pretty good to get his opinion on things, I think, and also to like contrast it with mine a little bit. I mean, he's pretty good at lucid dreaming, and yeah. And he's young, so I can bring some energy into that. As you can see, if you listen to it, you'll see he brought all of the energy, and I was just quietly in the background. but either way, yeah, let me know what you guys think about that there and over here. You can comment on both or whatever. Hope you guys enjoy listening to those podcasts. And if you guys want any other person to be on a podcast with me or anything like that other than Dez, then let me know. You can message them to me and check them out. If you want to be on a podcast with me, I would want someone that's like either a dream guide or at least someone that lucid dreams a lot. Like if Naya had any matching times with me, I might check that out. But or like Hakif, if I could get a hold of him, which I cannot lately, which is a little sad. Or Oreo, one of the people that's just really good at dreaming. But either way, yeah, so if you guys have someone that you want on there, I can try to get them. If not, I'm probably just going to keep doing it with Dez for a little while, at least. Things work well with him. And yeah, I'll talk to you guys later. Just extended this for no reason because I was driving and I didn't want to stop talking. Bye.